Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Investigators may know by the end of the week whether an airplane part that was washed up on an Indian Ocean island belonged to the missing Malaysia Airlines passenger jet, according to Australian officials. French, Malaysian, and Australian officials Wednesday will begin a thorough examination into the debris. It was discovered last week on a beach at France's Reunion Island near Madagascar. Officials have already confirmed that the wreckage is a flaperon from the wing of the Boeing 777. It's the same type of plane that mysteriously vanished in March 2014 on its way from Kuala Lumpur to Malaysia. President Obama in a few hours will deliver a major speech in Washington calling on U.S. lawmakers to approve the international nuclear agreement reached with Iran last month to limit its nuclear program in exchange for lifting sanctions. Mr. Obama will urge lawmakers in the midst of a 60-day review of last month's comprehensive deal. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu opposes the agreement.
The nuclear deal with Iran doesn't block Iran's path to the bomb. It actually paves Iran's path to the bomb. Worse, it gives Iran two paths to the bomb. Iran can get to the bomb by keeping the deal, or Iran could get to the bomb by violating the deal.
London was braced Wednesday for the second shutdown of the underground within a month as trade unions stage a strike over plans to run tube trains all night on the weekends. The walkout will last from 6:30 p.m. local time until Friday morning, causing disruption for millions of commuters and tourists. Overground trains and buses will run as normal. This is VOA News. Two passenger trains have derailed during a flash flood in central India, killing at least 24 people and injuring scores more. The derailments occurred around midnight Tuesday when the trains were crossing a small bridge near the Machek River in Madhya Pradesh state. This is the Indian Railway spokesman, Anil Saxena.
The approach to the culvert, the track, it caved in. Because of the heavy rains and because of the wet soil, soft soil, which it became because of the rains, rainwater. So it led to the derailment. Six coaches of Kamayani Express got derailed. Similarly, on the other track, the Janata Express was coming and one engine and four coaches of that train also got derailed.
By morning, authorities said more than 300 passengers had been rescued, although there were fears that the death toll could rise. The rights group Amnesty International Tuesday said it has confirmed the Sudanese forces committed war crimes against civilians in the South Kordofan region, including bombing and shelling. The rights group sent a team of researchers to rebel-occupied areas and concluded that at least 35 civilians were killed between January and April of this year. Suspected Boko Haram militants killed at least 8 people and kidnapped dozens of others early Tuesday from a Cameroonian villages along Nigeria's border. Meanwhile, visiting U.S. Congressman Daryl Issa said Tuesday in Abuja, the U.S. is prepared to assist the Nigerian military once it puts human rights concerns to rest.
But in the meantime, there is a greater level of military training that is needed that we will provide. There are forces from all of your neighbors that are coming together to assist. And we will continue to provide some of the most high-level surveillance and tactical assistance flown by U.S. to support the hunting down of Boko Haram.
Issa also met with the new Nigerian president, Muhammadu Buhari. The widow of former South Korean President Kim Dae-jung is making a rare visit to North Korea to help improve chronically strained relations between the two longtime foes. Lee Hee-ho and her 18-member delegation arrived Wednesday in Pyongyang for the 4-day visit, which has not been officially sanctioned by the South Korean government. The 92-year-old former first lady hopes her trip will help heal the pain and wounds of 70 years of separations for both sides. Europe's main stock markets rose on Wednesday with all eyes on the U.S. economy and the interest rate outlook for the world's biggest economy. Investors are also acting upon developments over Greece, China, according to analysts. London's benchmark FTSE 100 index gained 0.19% to stand at 6,699.15 points, approaching midday in the capital. More at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.